Report, Trump to accusery Jean Carroll's lawyer, you wouldn't be my first choice either. By Hannah Blow on May 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump explained to accusery Jean Carroll's lawyer that she would not be his first choice either after she asked him to elaborate on his previous comment on The Columnist amid the civil trial in which Carroll has accused Trump of rape. The civil trial launched by Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll is underway. As the writer has accused Trump of groping and raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s, an accusation Trump has vehemently denied. As Breitbart News reported, Carroll is seeking monetary damages as well as a retraction of remarks Trump previously made. First coming forward with the allegations while promoting her 2019 book, in which she highlighted the hideous men from her life. It is titled, What Do We Need Men For? However, she filed this civil suit after the Adult Survivors Act went into effect last year, removing the statute of limitations and thereby allowing her to move forward with this case. However, in 2019, Trump addressed her accusations, accusing her of totally lying. I'll say it with great respect, number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay? He said. Carroll later responded during a hit on CNN, stating, I am so glad I am not his type. This case also included Trump accuser Jessica Leeds, 81, as a witness, who claims Trump assaulted her on a plane in 1979. Trump has dismissed her accusations as well, telling a crowd in 2016, Believe me, she would not be my first choice. That I can tell you. You don't know. That would not be my first choice. One of Carroll's attorneys is Democrat Party activist Roberta Kaplan, who was involved with the feminist Time's Up movement. Ironically, she left the group after her involvement in attempting to discredit former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's accusers was uncovered. At one point in his deposition, Trump was asked what he meant by his 2016 comment regarding his first choice. According to a report from Inner City Press's Matthew Russell Lee, Trump told attorney Kaplan that she would not be his first choice either, adding, I hope you're not insulted. Law and Crime's Adam Klasfeld had a similar portrayal of Trump's response. You wouldn't be a choice of mine, either, to be honest, he said, quoting Trump. The response is reminiscent of candidate Trump, who enraged feminists after calling Rosie O'Donnell names during the 2016 presidential campaign. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals, Megyn Kelly said during a 2015 debate. As Trump joked back, only Rosie O'Donnell, prompting mass applause and shares. I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, Trump said in 2015, dismissing the critiques. Notably, E. Jean Carroll is backed by anti-Trump Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman. They got caught lying. The Miss Bergdorf Goodman case is financed by a big political donor that they tried to hide, Trump wrote on Truth Social in an April 23 post. Does anybody believe that I would take a then almost 60-year-old woman that I didn't know, from the front door of a very crowded department store, with me being very well known, to put it mildly, into a tiny dressing room, and her, he continued. She didn't scream? There are no witnesses? Nobody saw this? She never made a police complaint? If I was seen there with a woman, big press. Scam. He added. Earlier this week, Trump attorney Joe Tacopina confronted Carroll, noting that her rape allegations have striking similarities to a 2012 episode of Law & Order, Special Victims Unit. As Breitbart News detailed. On Monday, Trump's attorney also mentioned another stunning coincidence. Carroll's description of the alleged incident is very similar to a 2012 episode of Law & Order, Special Victims Unit. In that episode, titled Theater and Tricks, an individual talks about a rape fantasy in Bergdorf Goodman, the same store Carroll claims the incident took place. Role play took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf's. While she was trying on lingerie, I would burst in, the character in the episode said. According to Carroll, the two were in the lingerie section, and Trump allegedly assaulted her in the dressing room. Carroll claimed to be aware of the episode but denied watching it. According to the New York Post, Carroll said the similarities between what she claims happened to her and the show's plot were amazing. Carroll, in turn, said the similarities were astonishing.